but sometimes she acts kind of
nutty.
Would you ever say she acts kind of queer?
Yeah.
Okay. What about if a man makes up his mind and just nothing in the world can change it?
You've seen it. Hard headed.
Yeah. Or what about somebody that you just can't joke with without him losing his temper? You say he's mighty
hot tempered.
Okay. Or you might say, well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he was going to get
rolled up about it.
Okay. Or if somebody's about to lose his temper and you don't want him to, you might tell him, well, I just.
In other words, it didn't mean nothing by it.
Just tell him, keep calm.
Keep quiet. Just take it easy.
Okay. What about if a person's been working hard all day, you say he's real
tired.
And if he's very, very tired, you say he's all...
Give out.
What about you hear that somebody's in the hospital, you might say, well, he was looking fine yesterday. When was it?
What happened to him?
Or when was it that he...
He took sick.
Okay. What about if a person gets overheated and chilled at the same time and nose starts running and his eyes water, you say he caught a
cold.
Okay. And if it affected his voice that he talked real funny, you say he's a little
hoarse.
Okay. Or if he does that, he's got a little
wheeze and nickel ticking in his throat.
He had to
clear it up.
I had to call.
Yeah.
Okay. What about if somebody doesn't hear very well, you say they're stone?
Or stone deaf.
Okay. And if you get out there and you start working in this hot sun, it won't be too long before you start to...
Sweating and perspiration.
Okay. And what do you call this place that some people get on their skins that it hurts and you have to mash it, you know?
Oh, blackhead.
Blackhead. And what's that stuff that comes out when you mash it? That white stuff.
I don't. You lost me there.
Okay. You ever heard people call it pus?
Yeah.
Okay. And what about if somebody got accidentally shot or stabbed, you'd have to take them to the doctor so he could treat the
wound.
Okay. Is there anything that you call the place around the wound if it doesn't heal clean?
Got infection.
You ever heard people call that proud flesh?
Yeah.
Okay. What about if you got a little cut on your finger? What might you put on it to keep it from getting infected?
Well, there's lots of different things you put on. Some kind of medication. Kill the germs.
Iodine do it.
Okay. Alcohol do it. There's several different things. Okay. Campbell feet.
What about if a person died, you might say, well...
He did. Deceased.
You might say he's been dead a week, but nobody's yet figured out
what happened to him.
Okay. And what do you call the place where people are buried?
Cemetery.
Okay. And the box that they're buried in?
The casket box.
Okay. And the ceremony for the dead person?
Is the funeral.
Okay. And the people who are all dressed in black, you say they're in?
In mourning for them.
Okay. If somebody is troubled about something. Let's say the children are out late. You might tell your wife, well, they'll be home all right. Just
don't know or don't care.
Or don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. What about if you're getting a little old and your joints are stiff and aching, you might say you got a touch of
arthritis.
Okay. This is a disease you don't hear of very much, but children used to die of it because their throats would have these sores in them and they'd swell up and they couldn't breathe.
Yeah, that's diphtheria.
And what about that disease that'll make your skin turn yellow?
That's yellow jaundice.
Okay. If you have real bad pain around here, you might be having an attack of
appendicitis.
Okay. If you ate something that disagreed with you and it came back up, you say
you have a stomach.